The new Congress started work today. It's one of the most closely divided in history. Nobody knows how much the lawmakers can accomplish in the coming months, and some are already plotting for the next election. They began their session with solemn rituals, though they weren't quite the same as usual. NPR's Steve Inskeep had a seat in the Senate gallery.
Almost nobody in the Senate held an accustomed position today. The Senate is now divided between 50 Democrats and 50 Republicans. Longtime Minority Leader Tom Daschle temporarily took over as Majority Leader.
I assure you I intend to savor every one of the next 17 days.
Daschle's party rules because the Vice President casts any tie-breaking votes. Dick Cheney will soon cast that vote for Republicans, but until January 20, the tiebreaker is Al Gore, who had been hoping to be packing for the White House about now. Instead, Gore took a gavel in hand and presided over the senators all seated around him at their wooden desks. Republican leader Trent Lott praised him.
And I want to extend also the appreciation of the Senate and a grateful nation to the presiding officer, the Vice President of the United States, for the service that he has given to our country.
The applause continued until Gore himself hammered the gavel.
The chair will remind the Senate that boisterous demonstrations are against the rules of the Senate.
The Vice President guided 36 newly elected or re-elected senators through a ritual that felt strangely like a high school award ceremony.
If the senators to be sworn will now present themselves at the desk in groups of four as their names are called in alphabetical order. The chair will administer their oaths of office.
Mr. Akaka of Hawaii. Mr. Allen of
Virginia. The new senator from New York waited her turn while sitting at her wooden desk in the back row. She wore an aqua suit. Among her colleagues' gray jackets and comb-overs, she might have been wearing neon.
Mrs. Clinton of New York.
Hillary Clinton stood before the vice president.
Would you raise your right hand, please?
And Republicans politely watched as one of their most hated enemies swore to uphold the Constitution. The day after her election, Trent Lott publicly suggested that maybe this Hillary, as he called her, would be struck down by lightning. But after Clinton took her oath, Republican Strom Thurmond stepped forward. Senators burst out laughing as the 98-year-old Thurmond squeezed between two wooden desks and embraced Mrs. Clinton.
The Senate will be in order.
Senator Clinton's spouse watched from a seat in the public gallery. Ordinarily, Bill Clinton would be at the center of attention, not a spectator. But he looked as comfortable as a baseball fan in the front row seats, offering color commentary to his daughter as the senators paraded by. One senator had expected to be sitting about where Bill Clinton was today. Jean Carnahan of Missouri was appointed to a Senate seat after her husband died in a plane crash.
I always felt that I would be an observer from the balcony. That didn't happen that way. Instead, I was a participant on the floor. But I felt very strongly that there were three people smiling down on us there today.
Jean Carnahan watched the Senate's familiar rituals. Vice President Gore assigned a committee that, by tradition, is supposed to travel down Pennsylvania Avenue to the White House.
To wait upon the President of the United States and inform him that a quorum is assembled and that the Congress is ready to receive any communication he may be pleased to make.
Mr. President.
Majority Leader.
I send a resolution to the desk and ask for its immediate consideration.
The President, of course, was right there in the room. Democratic senators began gesturing up to Bill Clinton, appealing to him to come on down. Clinton remained in the gallery, for now. The President may be leaving office, but he's installing his favorite political fundraiser as chairman of the Democratic Party. And now that his wife is in the Senate, the Clintons are buying a house in Washington. In future political contests, Bill Clinton may not need much encouragement before he decides to come down and play. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, the Capitol.